Hustings Live on Isle of Wight Radio with the Isle of Wight County Press. Join the conversation. Hustings Live on Twitter. Hashtag IWVote.
Good evening, 4 minutes past eight. This is Tom Stroud in the studio. John Weeks is here as well. Hustings Live is going on tonight and we'll take you back to St George's Park in Newport very soon. They're taking a break there. Very hot night and a very hot evening at St George's Park. So far, we've had questions for the candidates, questions about whether Isle of Wight constituents should vote for the best candidate or the best party, and the candidates talking about whether they would, or I think in each case, they all said that they'd they would ignore the whip and they would vote for the Isle of Wight, didn't they?
Absolutely, yeah. It seemed to be that the general consensus was the island first, as I can imagine this is what you'd expect.
We've had a question about heritage on the Isle of Wight, a question about employment for young people and work experience opportunities, and that came from the Isle of Wight's youth MP, and also a question about the island's ageing demographic and population. Now, I think we can go back, straight back to Newport Football Club, and we can catch up with Matt White, who has the youth MP there, along with Emily from the Isle of Wight County Press as well. Matt, how's it been so far? Just set the scene for us, if you can.
Yeah, thank you, Tom. We're live at St George's Park. It's the half-time. There's plenty of people still in their seats. Very, very busy atmosphere here tonight and lots of contribution from the audience so far. We've taken a number of questions from people from the floor, including the island's youth MP, Connor Dyer, who joins me now. Connor, first of all, your observations of tonight. This is a big deal for the election candidates, isn't it?
Yeah, very much so, yeah. It's been a heated evening. It's been really good. Quite a bit of banter between all of the sort of candidates, but me just getting started as youth MP, come to these sort of things, just learning the tricks of the trade, learning how everything's getting on. But it's been really enjoyable. It's been really good from all of the candidates.
Now, you're only 17, so you can't actually vote, but you still consider this extremely important that young people do have a voice. And your question to the candidates tonight was actually about how they'll support young people on the Isle of Wight in terms of jobs, in terms of education. Yep. What was your view of the responses that you heard tonight?
The responses I got were pretty good. It was interesting to hear things about enterprising and hearing that things are kind of going well on the island, but it was kind of disappointing to sort of not hear everything about how they can help, specifically how they can get the other sort of thousands of young people on the island engaged and wanting to be motivated going out and getting jobs. So it could have been better, but generally I was pleased. I think the candidates were pretty strong. And, I was fairly happy with what I got.
And whoever returns as our next MP, I imagine that you'll want to be working very closely with them to be a voice for young people, to represent young people, and make sure that when they're in Parliament, they're actually sticking up for young people on this island.
Absolutely, yeah. Whoever gets elected in, I'm looking forward to meeting them as many times as I can, getting involved with what they're doing, being the voice for the young people as I should be, as we, many of us can't vote. We're still an important part of society. We have our own opinions, we have our own beliefs, and I think it's definitely important that young people get involved with everyday politics.
And last point, Connor, you're obviously here. Have you got any other young people that you're here with tonight that have taken a similar interest?
Well, I'm with Will Matthews, who's my deputy youth MP. He was youth MP last year, and we're both really enjoying the event. He's been in support of what they've been saying, enjoying it as well. And yeah, we've just been working together, trying to get a sense for what's going on and just trying to voice the opinions of youth on the island.
Fantastic. Connor Dyer, the island's youth MP, thank you very much for speaking to us tonight. I'm now joined by Emily Pearce from the County Press, who's on the press table with me tonight. Now, Emily, you've been monitoring social media and some of the Twitter responses. What's been happening on there?
Yeah, it's been really, really lively on Twitter. A lot of comment coming in on the hashtag Isle of Wight Vote. A lot of people getting involved in the debate. Things that people seem to be really interested in are sort of austerity cuts, health and social care, public transport, green issues. They seem to be sort of sparking the most responses, I'd say. Also, quite a few comments saying that the candidates, they don't really feel they're answering the questions. I've seen the word waffle crop up a few times. I don't know if that's how the audience feels as well.
I mean, for the candidates, they're obviously faced with an audience of 300. They've got Lucy Morgan and Alan Marriott quizzing them. They've got Twitter and Facebook and questions coming in via the internet. They're really being scrutinised this evening.
Yeah, they're like Paxman and Kirsty Walk over there, aren't they? But no, it is a lot of pressure. You know, it is lively. You know, you're hearing sort of booing and cheering from the audience. I think they are sort of feeling the pressure a little bit, as they should be, because, you know, it's one of the big election events ahead of May the 7th. And, yeah, I think they should be under pressure. So, yeah, good job.
Absolutely. Emily Pearce, thank you very much from the County Press. We'll have more from St George's Park throughout the evening, but for now, we're going to go back to Tom in the studio.
Thank you, Matt. We'll be back to St George's Park a little bit later on. John, I think the candidates fairly well behaved and fairly polite to each other so far. There was a bit of disagreement earlier between Vic Slouthian and Stuart Blackmore about the role of Caroline Lucas for the Greens. And then later, there was a question about heritage as well.
Absolutely, yeah. There's a sort of debate about heritage in terms of, I mean, for example, David Goodall, he said that there's a lot that can be done to save heritage, and he suggested ideas with the Isle of Wight Council borrowing cash. I've just got a clip here, something that he said as part of his answer.
The proposition is you borrow money, you invest it in the building, you make some flats out of it, you sell the flats, you repay the money with excess income, and you make money on the deal. So that's a good thing, isn't it? Make money, invest money and make money and repair the hospital. Wonderful idea.
Since when did you become a professional property investor?
Well, the last 13 years as a councillor, which you haven't been.
So there, he clashed with Ian McKee there. And Ian Stevens actually sort of fought back with a response, which I've got here.
Get real and start to think that this is the Isle of Wight. We need an island deal to actually... And that's what we need in central government, is a deal for the island, just the same as the city deal that that Portsmouth and Southampton had, which put millions into it.
So there's two councillors or slash former councillors there with quite different opinions on what can be done to save heritage.
The audience tonight, there's been some ripples of applause. There's also been, there was a bit of laughter following one of Andrew Turner's answers to a question there. And there's been, I don't think it's heckling, but there's been voices raised while some of the candidates have been making their statements so far. The audience sounds pretty lively.
Absolutely, yeah, and I mean, it's packed down there, I think 300-odd people. And yeah, obviously, as we know on Twitter as well, it's been quite lively even in here on TweetDeck, watching what people are saying.
I wonder what the candidates are doing right now. Obviously, they're going to be back on the stage at their lecterns, taking more questions within the next 10 minutes or so. I wonder how many of them are going to be checking the hashtag tonight to see what people are making of their answers.
Yeah, that'd be a bit tactical play there, that would be, wouldn't it?
Well, the fascinating thing about all of this, as Matt White just pointed out earlier, is that this is the big one, isn't it, for the candidates? They are there, they're being given a chance to set out their points of view to a potentially huge audience. Once this is over, this will be archived. You'll be able to listen to this online at any point. And obviously, highlights of this appearing in the Isle of Wight County Press as well. And this is their big chance to set out their stall before the election, isn't it?
Yeah. It'll be interesting to see if they react to what Emily Pearce was saying about some people saying that they haven't really answered the questions. It'll be interesting and see if they change their sort of game plan, I suppose, after the half-time oranges.
Well, so yeah, and it's a tight format as well, isn't it? We're asking people to put their answers together in less than 60 seconds. So the word waffle, as Emily points out, is being used by people on Twitter tonight. People want direct answers, and we haven't got time to muck around here. People need to make their points clearly, don't they?
Absolutely. It's a bit of a challenge to fit your answer into that sort of small gap, but I suppose if they do it well, they'll come off good.
One of the things that I think the candidates are all trying to do, which is set out that they have the island at heart and their best interests. Candidates talking about voting against party whips if it came to it, and clearly trying to identify themselves with the electorate of the island. So far, questions already about education and employment for young people and an ageing population. Be interesting to see where the next line of questions goes. And don't forget, of course, if you do want to take part in this, you can do this. We'd love you to get involved on our Facebook tonight, on our Twitter. You can get involved there. You can tell us what you think at iwradio.co.uk. That's a good place to go for this as well. And it'll be interesting to see what the mood of the audience is by the end of this, because obviously they've been hearing all of these things. And I don't know who's in the crowd, because we can't see the crowd. I don't know if there's, you know, a particular set of supporters in there. I wonder how things like this might change people's the way that they vote.
Yeah, I know what you mean. You can hear the sort of groups of fans, depending on who speaks afterwards. There seems to be groups that are praising them and clapping and cheering. But no, it will be interesting to see if this does change people's opinions. And I suppose it's the first format that's going out live on the radio.
Yeah.
to understand what these candidates stand for.
Questions about party loyalty earlier. Ian McKee saying that he would vote against his party if he needed to. Andrew Turner saying that people should vote for the candidates who are most likely to form a government, either the Conservatives or the Labour Party. And Andrew Turner later pointing out or saying that he votes for the Isle of Wight, not his party, every day. Ian Stevens, I will not be whipped. And he was talking about taking on an Isle of Wight think tank as well.
Yeah, that's it. And I mean, also, Vix Lalvian said that the Green Party doesn't believe in whips. So, yeah, I mean, I suppose those two candidates might feel that they hold an advantage on that part.
David Goodall saying he would put the island's interests first and would vote against the whip. One of the candidates certainly making the point as well that if there is a coalition, then it's not just about the two main parties. Ian Stevens, clearly an independent there. Stuart Blackmore saying that the question for him was always, how does this benefit the Isle of Wight? Ian Stevens' key message was that he is not a lone voice. And talking about the number of independent candidates standing in this election. If you want to get involved on this tonight, we would recommend that you go to our website. You can go to Facebook and you can go to Twitter. We want to know what you think. If you want to join in the debate, then that's what social media is all about. And the hashtag that you need to use tonight is IWVote. So we'd like to hear from you on that. And we should be able to go back to, I think, hopefully, back to St George's Park and Newport Football Club before we go back to part two of the Hustings Live. Hopefully we'll be able to talk to Matt White before we do that.
Absolutely. Another thing, I think that the heritage question was one that brought up a lot of interesting and quite different answers. For example, Stuart Blackmore said money would be made available for heritage. Then you've got Ian Stevens, who says that public money needs to be put in. Vix Lothian agreed. And David Goodall said there's a lot that can be done to save heritage. But Ian McKee said that there's a huge list of things that need to be put right. And Andrew Turner also said that the council doesn't really have a big enough effect on heritage issues. So it's interesting to see how the parties on one side are saying money is there or money can be brought in. And other parties saying it's going to be tight. I'm not sure if we're going to be able to do it.
Yeah, discussion of the role of the local authority and all of that. Ian Stevens pointing out that the local authority doesn't have the money to defend buildings in every case, and certainly things like the Frank James Hospital, not necessarily public buildings anyway, and that he would talk to English Heritage about things like that. Andrew Turner making the point that money must come to the island and not regions of the UK. David Goodall saying that there are powers that can be used and that they aren't being used at the moment. Vix Lalvian pointing out that it isn't just heritage, but leisure facilities in this country now being run by volunteers. A Green government would find public money for the things that we want to happen in our society. So again, quite a range of points of view there.
Definitely. And I mean, it's interesting to see the different ways that either money can be brought in or the attitude that no, there isn't enough money. And also interesting that two of the candidates are former councillors, or in Ian Stevens' case, current councillor, who have that background knowledge, or certainly the knowledge from a council, to give their opinion in that sort of way.
If you've missed any of Hustings live events so far, highlights, the questions are being shared in our timeline. If you go to Twitter, they're on Audio Boom, so you can hear things there. All of the questions are up right now. You can catch up with that. The whole thing will be put up on our website once it's done, and you'll be able to refer to that at any point. But we're also taking it, as you understand right now, we're taking it live to air. This is it as it happens. And I think a certain amount of drama in there. I wonder how candidates will look to perhaps change the way they're performing in the second half.
Yeah, and I mean, it's difficult to... We might not necessarily be soaking up the full atmosphere of what it's like down there, but I imagine that there could be more heckling and challenging to come, certainly. In the second half.
My understanding is it's pretty hot down there.
Yeah,
I think a lot of people in that room, I think it is becoming quite heated. And I got the sense that when they went for their break, that was quite welcome. So yeah. So part two, I think, could be even more pitched.
Definitely. And luckily there are refreshments available, I think, on the day.
Some interesting sound bites coming out of this. A lot of talk about assisted area status, enterprise zones for the Isle of Wight. David Goodall talking about a tech island rather than an eco island for the Isle of Wight. And I think one of the general themes that's come out of this is, where is the money for all of these things going to come from? That was one of the questions put. And I think, I don't know about you, listening to the response from people who'd asked questions, I think they felt that their questions had been answered reasonably well.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, yeah, the fact that there were sort of questions that came out of the answers from people on Twitter and other people in the room is a good sign, I suppose, for the candidates. on the jobs and experience for young people question, again, it's very mixed views. Ian Stevens saying it's things like enterprise zones and assisted area status that need to come in. Vix Lowthian saying that she works with young people and she wants to improve apprenticeships. And again, Stuart Blackmore said education needs to be improved on the island first, which again was brought up by another a couple of the other candidates, that it needs to start with education, which schools seem to be improving on the island, certainly, but it seems that's where quite a few of them, the majority of the candidates, think it needs to start.
Andrew Turner answered that question by saying that the things were already being done, and there was a silence, and then a bit of laughter from the room, which I think is probably the most pronounced audience reaction that we've had so far. By and large, we haven't had heckling or interruptions or anything like that. Curious to see where the audience goes with this in the second half.
Yeah, definitely. It'd be interesting to see if any more of those occur.
Well, we've had a question from the youth MP, as you pointed out, about work experience for young people. We've had questions about an ageing population as well. Still much more to come. Part two of this session. Perhaps still not too late to include your question. As ever with these things, once you ask a question, you have answers from all of the candidates, and then you have follow-up answers as well. So it takes a bit of time to get through this. But still not too late for you to have a go. And intriguing as well. This is the fantastic thing about doing this with social media on our side. People who've put questions in are able to, even though they can't be in the room, they're able to listen and interact on Twitter as well.
Yeah, that's the beauty of it. And I think the good thing is some of the questions that have been asked so far, the follow-up questions, have come from people on Twitter live listening to the debate. So it's if you are at home, I guess get involved.
If you are listening at home and you want to take part in this, the hashtag on Twitter tonight is IWVote. And you can use that for comments and questions and things like that. And we'd love to know what you think about that. And you can get involved on Facebook as well. 20 past eight, Hustings Live on Isle of Wight Radio with Isle of Wight Radio and the Isle of Wight County Press. We're getting ready to take you back to St George's Park and Newport Football Club tonight. And we'll do that for you in the next couple of minutes. I'd urge you, as ever, to get involved tonight, to interact using that hashtag IWVote. Another couple of minutes and then we are back live at St George's Park in Newport.
Join the conversation. Hustings Live on Twitter. Hashtag IWVote.